Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show. I am Paula Gordon. Domestic terrorism in America is on the rise. Our guest believes that what we are seeing is one way frightened people react to changing times. Our guest is Danny Colson. He is the founder of the FBI's Hostage Rescue Team. In Mr. Colson's 31 years at the FBI, he confronted a spectacular array of terrorists, criminals whose rationales for terrorism changed with the times. Simultaneously, technology was changing, as was the FBI itself. But one thing remained constant. Ordinary citizens are key to the FBI's ability to perform on our behalf.
I've been asked many times, how do you catch a fugitive, or how do you catch a man or woman you're looking for, which I did most of my life. And it's very simple. Somebody tells me where they are. There's no magic to it. I mean, the FBI's ability to converse with people is its strongest asset. And it's something that they do very well, and they need to continue to foster that. We get too much involved in technology sometimes. Remember, the people solve the cases. We don't.
Danny Colson began his career in the FBI as an idealistic young lawyer. During more than 30 years as an agent, Mr. Colson brought to justice hundreds of extremists and killers who ranged from Black Liberation Army police assassins to white supremacist terrorists. His hostage rescue team handled everything from federal prison riots to the disaster in Waco, Texas. And it was Danny Colson who led the arrest of Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh. Mr. Colson tells about these notorious cases in his book, No Heroes. Bill Russell and I welcomed the chance to learn from Danny Colson how people at the margins of our society respond to today's changes and how law enforcement officials are responding too. Danny Colson, we talk a lot about living in a time of great change and how we get from here to there. But until reading your really remarkable book, No Heroes, I had not had a sense in quite the same way of how scared people are in that time of change and how crazy it can make folks.
Yeah, it can be frightening. I think change is wonderful. I mean, all the changes I've seen in my life have all been giving me an opportunity for new challenges, new things to do, and to test myself in different ways. But some people are really concerned about change, and frankly, we live in a time of technological changes, which is going to get more dramatic as we get into the next century, and a lot of people can't keep up with that.
Well, you're talking about the technological changes in the FBI, just in what tools you had for data gathering was amazing from the 60s to the 90s.
Yeah, we went from ballpoint pens to index cards to computers that give us instant full-text retrieval on a major investigation. And that's a great leap forward, yeah, both for the investigators and also for the prosecutors to ultimately take our product and take it to a court.
I would think it's also a real boon to the conspiracy theorist.
Everything seems to be a boon to the conspiracy theorist.
It doesn't take much, huh?
It's always a bull market for conspiracy theorists. There's always something.
Do you have a theory about that?
I think it's a lot of it has to do with money. I really do. I think a lot of conspiracy theorists want to sell a book, make a movie. I just saw The Rules of Engagement, which is a movie that came out, a year ago, and I just got a copy and looked at it. And it was obviously intended to make money, not tell the truth. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of these conspiracies are, frankly, a financial thing, and I may come up with a conspiracy. I thought about doing that. Made me do another book on something and make it completely outrageous, and I could probably convince most people it's true.
Well, some of the stories that you tell that are just plain fact-based sound like they are made up. And if I didn't know that you were a lifelong FBI agent trying to tell me the behind the scenes.
Well, and it's the good news about your book. It reads like a novel.
I mean, that's what we tried to do.
And if you didn't know or believe that this had some connection to reality, you know, this is sort of straight out of James Bond, almost.
Well, we tried to write the book like that, and I'm a very simple person, and I write in simple terms and simple phrases, and I try to write the book like I talk. And I think that's why it does read that. And I know my partner says she no longer reads novels. Elaine Shannon doesn't read them anymore after doing our book. She's not doesn't want to do novels.
Well, my goodness, how could you come up with such convoluted plots and so many bad guys and so many good guys and so many unexpected twists and turns if you were just making it up?
Well, and reality is always much stranger than fiction.
It really is. I mean, nobody could make
this human ability, it's what I think Freud characterizes polymorphous pervert. We have this bizarre ability to do weird and strange things, and you seem to have been in the middle of a lot of weird and strange things.
The good, the bad, and the ugly, I was in the middle of. Sometimes you're remembered more for the bad than you are the good.
Well, it's interesting you say that. Do we need to take a break?
We will in a minute. You can ask the question, we'll come back.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is the title of a Clint Eastwood movie, as I recall, which raises that whole image of the work you've done.
But it's not.
And I think probably we need...
Yeah, let's come back in just a minute and pick up with how this is not cowboys. It is some Indians. We're going to be back in just a moment. Danny Coulson is our guest. This is the Paula Gordon Show. Bill Russell's with me, of course, and we'll be back in just a moment.